Every time of testing and trial and sifting is a time of decision. Now, how do you make a decision? For a Christian, what is a decision? What are you trying to find? The will of God. So the question is, how do you find the will of God? Can you think of a good verse on it? Any good scriptures on the will of God? The first one that comes to my mind is, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may know what is that good and acceptable will of God. So what is the first requirement to finding God's will? Having no will of your own. Surrendering your will, your body, your mind to the Lord. I thought you said everybody has free will, free choice. Well, sure. Up to the point of decision. But as Christians, you're supposed to have already made that major decision. And what is that? I choose Jesus. Amen? You're supposed to have already chosen to surrender your will to Jesus Christ and let Him make the decisions. He knows, He loves, He cares. Nothing His truth can dim. He gives His very best to those who leave the choice with Him. That may not be a scripture, but it's scriptural. My favorite little poems. He knows, He loves, He cares. You believe that? Nothing His truth can dim. Is that true? He gives His very best to those who leave the choice with Him. If you're His child, and you're letting Him do the choosing, what's He going to choose for you? He's going to choose that which is best for you, which will make you happy. Amen? You say, yes, but my will is surrendered to God. I have yielded my life to the Lord. I am trusting the Lord, but I still haven't been able to find His will. I'm still confused. I can't even understand the problem, much less the answer. It's a problem, and some of you are having it now. Some of you are wrestling with it. You either have so much faith that you can go out and serve God and work harder for Him full time than you would for a secular employer, and have the faith that God in some miraculous way will pay off those bills. Or get to work and earn it.
Amen.
And pay them. Don't sit around on your fat fanny expecting God to do it for you when you're not willing to get out and work for Him. Some people think that living by faith is not working, is doing nothing, is sitting around, I'm waiting on the Lord to tell me what to do. God has told you what to do. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And if you don't know where to go or how to do it, just get out and start and He'll lead you. The boat has to be in motion before the rudder can take effect. Don't sit around on your southwestern hemisphere and tell me that you're working for God and God's going to take care of the bills when all you're doing is mooching off of somebody else. I'm going to think this about somebody right now. They're supposed to be called the mission field. They've been sitting around doing little or nothing for many months, waiting on the Lord. They're not waiting on God. God's waiting on them to get busy. How do you find the will of God? What's the first requirement? According to that scripture? That scripture includes three things. Surrender your body, surrender your mind, obviously your will. Now, when these are all utterly surrendered to God, God may make you wait a little while sometimes to find out. But you'll keep busy while you're waiting. I never in my life, God help me, just sat around waiting on God. Not for long, that's for sure. We may stand around here for a few minutes waiting for God to speak, but I never sat around for weeks and months on end. God isn't that slow. He doesn't have that hard a time telling me what to do. Thank God I'm not that deaf that I don't know when He speaks and have that hard a time to hear Him and find out what He wants me to do. There have been a little time in between jobs that we've so-called rested on the ranch, but we were busy every day having classes, studying God's Word, praying, working hard. So, doing God's will, finding God's will is not just sitting around doing nothing. Keep busy, keep active. If God finds you will obey, when He tells you to wash the dishes or wash the clothes or vacuum the floor and you keep busy doing something, then He knows He can trust you to tell you what's next. But if you're not willing to keep busy just picking up papers in the yard or whatever else it might be, He's not going to tell you anything else. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. So with some people, they don't find anything to do because they're not even looking. Like they got their eyes shut and they're sound asleep and they don't want to see anything to do. How to find the will of God? Utter abandon, utter yieldedness to God, utter yieldedness of the mind, utter yieldedness of the body, utter yieldedness of your own will, then you'll know. You won't have long to wait. When you really have no desires of your own. I asked some folks last night, I said, honestly, now, if friends and family and church and money and position and health and nothing else were a problem, if you could do it, anything you wanted to do. Anything. What would you do? Think it over. If you had your choice to do anything you want for God, or even not for God, what would you do?
Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
What do you want to do? What is really your choice?
Well, I'm doing exactly what I want to do. And what I love to do. And what I know is God's will. And I'm right where I belong. I can't think of anything I would like to do better. The first place we look for the will of God is where?
Right here. This is the known, sure, absolute, revealed will of God. This you don't have to doubt about at all. This is it. If God never tells you another thing, if you just work according to this Bible, you'll get along great. Thank God. If you never get a revelation, if you never hear a voice, if you never have a tongue, if you never have a prophecy, if you never have knowledge, if you never have wisdom, if you never have discernment, if you never have healing, if you never have miracles, if you just operate according to this Word of God, you will accomplish a whole lot. And you probably get all the rest in the bargain while you're at it. But the people sitting around on their fat fannies waiting for the rest of it before they go out and do what they already know,
full, yet sent empty away. And they lose even that which they think that they have. God's word.
The translation we have here is that which he hath. The literal translation from the original is the Greek, that which he thinketh that he hath. A lot of things sometimes people think they've got, and they haven't. God'll soon show them up that they haven't got it. And we're soon going to know whether you've got it or not. God often pulls us through a knothole just to squeeze out the chaff and to see who's got what it takes. He never leaves us in the knothole very long, but it's a pretty painful process going through from one side to the other. Amen? God loves to chastise you. He loves to chasten you. He enjoys spanking you in a way.
Why? Because he watches it bring out the best in you. God's intolerable compliment. Chastity. Scourge. God's almost unbearable compliment.
When God swats you in the rear, it's a compliment. When God beats you down and puts you through the rear and through a test and a trial, it's a compliment.
He'll not give you anything more than you're able to bear. If he gives you a tough test and a tough trial as a tough soldier of Jesus Christ,
he knows you can take it, and he just wants to show me and show you and show the rest of the world you can.
It's a part of your witness. Dear old Brother Mitchell, a great saint of God, said after his house burned down, sometimes God makes you humble, causes things to happen to you to humble you.
And then he causes more to happen to you just to show you're still humble.
Sometimes he does things to you to persuade you to serve him. And then maybe he may drag you through the knothole to see if you're still willing to serve him. Oh, I thought I had passed the test. I had graduated when I took all and followed Jesus.
Man, you just entered school. You just got accepted by the Lord, that's all. You just filled out the registration blank and received your notice of acceptance from God because you were willing to leave home and come. You haven't even passed the first grade yet, some of you.
And nobody here has graduated yet, or you wouldn't be here. With every grade, it gets tougher. And the tests get harder. And the examinations are more complicated. And the choices are more difficult. The more God can trust you with, and the more he can trust you to stand the test, the tougher it's going to be. Just to show the rest of the world what you're made of. It's a part of your witness for God. It's a part of your witness to your wife, to your husband, to your children, to your loved ones at home. Seven ways to know the will of God.
Seven ways to find the will of God.
Number one, by the word of God. Amen. Next, by the voice of his word. Now, what is the voice of his word? He speaks not only of his word, but then he speaks about the voice of his word. Have you ever had him speak directly to you with the voice of his word? You're reading a passage, and all of a sudden some verse or scripture or word just, wow, hits you like that between the eyes.
Wow!
That's for me.
Wow! That's the answer. It just was so loud that God couldn't have spoken any more emphatically if he'd yelled it out loud or screamed it in your ear. The voice of his word, speaking through the word that may have been written for somebody else or for somebody 6,000 years ago or something. And yet all of a sudden it hit you personally between the eyes and the Holy Spirit grabbed a hold of that arrow and pulled back his bow and whang! It cut you to the heart. the voice of his word. Praise God.
Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word.
Praise God. First the Bible, then a specific verse out of the Bible. What do you think would be next? As an indication of the will of God. A direct revelation. Dream, vision, voice, message, prophecy, interpretation. Sometimes he speaks through one particular verse here, just to you personally, by his spirit. Sometimes he speaks to you directly, even outside of this book. I found out he usually uses scripture. Whenever I ask God for an answer to a problem, I seldom ever have God fail to give me a scripture that he's already got in here someplace. What more can he say than to you he hath said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled? How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in this excellent word. Some of you don't appreciate the Bible. You're going to have it all spoon-fed. You know how to dig it out for yourself, the strong meat of the word. Some things you got to work for. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Be sure that direct revelation does not counteract or contradict or is not in line with the word of God. You have to measure it. Try the spirits. Make sure it is according to the word of God. Direct revelation from God himself. His word, the voice of his word, direct revelation. What next? In a multitude of counselors there lacketh not wisdom. Godly counselors. 4. I don't mean necessarily some preacher of the old rut that you were in. Some Christian or remember your family of the former association. So they don't even know where it's at. They don't even know where you're going. Well, they sure seem to know how to stop some of you. How can you go to people who don't even understand the problem? They don't even know what the goal is. They don't even know what the will of God is. His word through godly counselors, those who not only claim to believe the Bible, but you see are really practicing it the way you know it ought to be done. Those who not only are hearers of the word, but doers also. Somebody who's witnessing and winning souls and doing the job and trying to get it done. Somebody that's got the fruit to prove it. If I want to know how to play the piano, I don't go to business college. I go to a pianist who knows how to play. Amen. If I want to know how to cook, I don't go to a stenographer. I go to somebody that knows how to cook and I've enjoyed one of their meals. Godly counselors that bear fruit and produce the goods, you know they mean business. I don't say that these have to be all in this exact order. God may speak to you out loud first, and then you may confirm it with the word. Or you may hear the voice of his word next, and then search the rest of scripture and see what generally has to say about the subject. What would you make 5? Circumstances. A very poor judge of the will of God, but sometimes an indication. Some people have called this the open doors and the closed doors. What are the circumstances? When they told me that I couldn't go at that particular time to Israel with my family, it was during World War II, the country had shut the doors to any new missionaries. Wouldn't let him come in. No milk for the babies. And God didn't provide the money for a family passage. I looked at all those closed doors, and I finally decided that wasn't the place for me to go. Then God threw open the door real wide in Miami Beach with a million Jews waiting for the gospel. Open and shut doors. Which way does God seem to be leading? Where do you have open doors of service? Where have you got a possibility of a job? Which direction? Does it seem that God is providing the way and the means? Well, that's one way to find out. The circumstances, the conditions, the open and shut doors. What would you take next?
To know what God's will is.
That's a pretty good point. That's a hard way to find out. I'd make that number 8. I've just boiled this down to 7. But if you can't find the will of God, go ahead and do something, and you'll soon find out whether it is or not. Like that old lady said, I don't mean to know what unction I am, but I sure knows when it ain't. The horrible thing about it is that some people never seem to wake up. One couple that I was counseling had been going on, well, how long now? 6 months, 8 months? Since he quit his job, and everything going to pot and can't pay the debts, and not getting to the mission field, and he still hasn't waked up. He still hasn't found out when it ain't. My God, help us not to be deaf, dumb, and blind. Help us to wake up when we find out it's not God's will.
Well, that leads us to
number 6. The witness of the Spirit. Burden, some people call it. It's a kind of a feeling. I don't like to go by a feeling, but that may be one of the indications. Sometimes it can be wrong. It can be the wrong feeling from the wrong spirit. But it's in the Spirit of God you'll have an inner conviction. The witness of the Spirit in your heart. You just feel. You just have faith. You just know that's the will of God. You have conviction that that's what you're supposed to do. And that still, small voice in your heart, maybe not out loud, not an audible, visible sign of some kind, but that still, small voice in your heart. And your conviction, the drawing of the Holy Spirit or the checking of the Holy Spirit. Stop, don't do it. Don't do it. Watch out, stop. Sometimes the Holy Spirit screams so loud in your heart, you don't hear a thing with these ears, but you know he means it. That inner conviction. Finally, what? Sometimes you can specify the kind of revelation you want. And this we call a fleece. Like who did it? He laid it out. Said, now, Lord, if the fleece is dry and all the ground's wet, then I know that's you talking to me. But then he wasn't too sure. He wanted to make double sure. Double check. Check and double check. He said, now, Lord, if the fleece is wet and all the ground is dry, I believe it. And it came that way every time. You say, now, Lord, if you'll do so-and-so, like I did when I walked in here, I said, now, Lord, if I open up right to that passage, then I know that's what they need and that's what I'm going to give them. I like to get a sign from the Lord. I like to get the little fleece, and I'm on the right track. That's one way to find the will of God. Ask for a sign. For a fleece, some indication. How to find the will of God? Surrender your body as a living sacrifice. That you may know what is that good and acceptable will of God. Be not conformed to this world and its systems and its usual way of doing things, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, not the old way, if you're going to accomplish it. That ye may know, you'll know, there'll be no doubt about it. And if you do something without knowing it's God's will, it's sin.
For whatsoever is not of faith is sin.
Grandmother used to say, when in doubt, don't. And that's scriptural.
That's right.
For he that doubteth is damned if he eat. That means he's judged, doesn't mean he's lost. He's punished. Because he went ahead and did something he wasn't sure was the will of God. For without knowing he was right. Know you're right, then go ahead. Nothing short of right is right. He that doubteth is damned to be. For the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, like the waves of the sea when they can't rest. Think not that that man shall receive anything from the Lord. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve.